You have to go out there, face that mob, and apologize for what you did.
I would. I'm afraid if I open the door, they'll take all of you.
No, we won't. We just want Homer.
Well, maybe not you, but they'll kill Grandpa.
I'm part of the mob!
Got a crimson shell so sweet. He had a suit on for one. back in and we take a regular day. He took love as a part of people close, but Johnny quite come take the glory away. He pressed it, but to a jolly tempo, it out for his realm. He told someone to a rough for the seat and said, told me I had any more mom. He took a first clear away that last could be to his middle time now. He yet half in the midst, and all that will seem to the middle of the town running. This same ending keeps going on the past and not the blue on my face. Shout out a hoping death on San Jose Diego that doesn't get to what it was time. No progress since it's a sin you like, you need to say no because otherwise never end.
The Stompin' Riff Raffs. And if you weren't listening just prior to this, this is the second show, part two. This is Sake Bama Go Go. My name's Mao. If you're you're downloading these directly. I don't know. I should check into that. I think you can still download them directly from the audio archives separately. I don't know. Yes. So anyway, I don't know. If you didn't hear the beginning of my story, basically I've entered the horrible world of Florida healthcare. I don't know if it's different everywhere around the world or around the country. I mean, down here it's just a racket. Basically, like, I hadn't gone for like my checkup, annual checkup, for a long time, so I didn't have any. I wasn't working with any doctor. The doctor I really liked, who was actually listened to you and was a good guy, he left this medical center to start his own business where he could actually treat people like humans, not cattle. So here I am. I'm like, whatever. I bite the bullet. I'm like, okay, it's time. I put it off for a lot of years. And it just fires right up. You know, the guy comes in and he's not even looking at me or listening to me. And he's just typing in the computer, typing. And, you know, he's like, okay, well, we're going to this and we're going to that and blah, blah, blah. Then he like says, okay, you know, go, here's the order to go get all of your fluids taken, you know, and other, full scans, you know, vials of blood and urine and whatever else. There was other things, all for this to test. That's at the one lab. And then they sent me for an EKG. You know, because you get older, they want to do that stuff. So then I'm sitting at work, and you're like, well, that was terrible. And he wanted it done, like, right away. And I was like, the EKG I did right away because I'm taking time off from work. And it's in the same building. So I was like, look, you got to get me in right now because I took off the afternoon from work for this. Okay, let me send me right down, EKG. So then and in the meantime, I'm like calling this place to get for where they go to draw things from you. And I find one that has one real early in the morning right by my work so I can go there. And that's like a week later. And in this meantime, like all this healthcare stuff, then I get a phone call from the doctor. It was like the next day. Oh, doctor, blah, 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 wants you to go to see a cardiologist. And I was like, well, that's kind of serious. What's going on? Oh, I don't know. He just wants you to. And I was like, well, you got to give me more than that. What are you talking about? And they're like, well, if it was an emergency, he'd tell you to go call 911. I was like, okay, man, well, and then she's like, can you go tomorrow? And I was like, no, I can't go tomorrow. I work for a living. And then she's like, okay, well, can you go? I was like, well, when's the first morning appointment? So that was this morning. So for like a week, I'm stressing over this a little bit, not crazy, but a little bit, you know. And I go there and he looks at my EKG and they, you know, of course I get there. Then they give another EKG and he's like, oh, well, you know, they looked at the EKG and they thought it was a little awkward, or they found an anomaly, they said. And he's like, but it's nothing, and you know, it's just because you're fat and old. And I was like, okay, great. And then he's like, well, we're gonna do an echogram, whatever they do for babies, but on your heart. And I was like, well, I'm not doing that today, and you know, because and it's just like, you know, and now, so like 2 days ago, I got all these fluids extracted. So I know this doctor is going to call and say, oh, I need you to come in to talk about your fluids. I'm like, okay, Florida healthcare, maybe U.S. healthcare. I'm not sure. This isn't how this is going to go. I can't just keep throwing away my precious vacation time for numerous things. I'm like, and then I was like, oh, that's why I hate this. That's why. So I'm kind of compounding the problem because now, after this experience, I'll get through this and say yep to whatever they say. And then I just won't go back for 10 years. Well, then in 10 years, they're going to be like, well, now you're almost dying. And I'm going to go through the whole thing again. So I don't know if it's better to go every year and listen to the same crap or just bite the bullet every five or 7 years. I forget how long. It's been a long time. But it's so frustrating because, you know, they're not even listening to you anyway. Doctors don't care about you. They don't care about anything about me. You know, so I'm like, ugh. Sorry. I was too vending too far. Let's go to music, and I'll play more music, and then by then I'll try to not be so angry, and then we can share smiles. Isn't that nice? Aww.
Please give me $1 million and the fridge with a padlock, and hell yeah, huge pectoral muscles.
We'll be right back. You come in here and interrupt me. You're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take some time to get back to where I was. Understand?
All right. That was a compilation album called The Flamenco A Go-Go. Fully Fed Freaks, I played. It's not a compilation. It's just Fully Fed Freaks by Flamenco A Go-Go. Sorry, everyone. My brain fell out. Oh, better go see a doctor. No, I'm kidding. I played Make Me Stinked. Stoned Girls Who Suck the World, She Lied. I think those titles, well, they're all Japanese, but I think they might have a translation problem, and the problem's me. Aw, that's sad, but I digress. So, anyway, I mean, I do have a sigh of relief that the guy was like, well, you know, everything's pretty good. Don't worry about it. You know, you just, we'll see what the new numbers say with the thing. Cause then they were talking about like, well, your cholesterol is a little high. And I was like, what do you mean a little high? Cause the doctor was like, oh, high cholesterol. And I was like, well, and then finally I was talking to the cardiologist today. And I was like, well, what's high? And he's like, well, it's 103 and you know, they want it to be 100 or less. And I was like, I just looked at him like, you gotta be kidding me. Didn't I say I wasn't going to talk about it? I should just be happy. Yay for leaving there when they didn't say I needed a new heart. Oh, I don't think I need a new heart. I haven't had a broken heart for years. So anyway, here is 5678. Oh, you know what? Time Bomb Records had an ad. The 5678 have like a greatest hits album coming out. And of course, I wrote him and said, hey, I need two vinyls. Hook me up, Kenji. And he said, well, it's not out yet, but as soon as it is, we'll just send you the bill. And I was like, you know how it rolls. Because anytime one of the new 5678 stuff comes out, I just reach out to Time Bomb Records. It's info@timebombrecords.jp because it's Japan. And they'll hook you up. I'm pretty sure of it. I don't think I have superstar status that they're sending it to me. I think they're sending it to me because they're like, this guy likes these kids to give us money. So they're a good business. I digress. Here they are. Here's the 5678s.
My name is H.I. McDonough. Call me High. The first time I met Ed was in the county lockup in Tempe, Arizona.
Don't forget his profile, Ed.
Turn to the right.
A day I'll never forget.
Turn to the right.
What kind of name is Ed for a pretty thing like you?
Short for Edwina. Turn to the right.
You're a flower, you are. Just a little desert flower. Let me know how this come out.
Come on, baby, born the dream.
can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
Now the ultimate evil, Devil Woman. The baddest dudes that ever walked the face of the earth fight it out with Satan's sinister sister in a battle to the death. Devil Woman, don't cross her path unless you're tired of living. Plus, dragons never die in the tradition of Bruce Lee. It's the martial arts picture of the year. It's super tough. Devil Woman and the dragons never die. Take your mama to see them before somebody else does. In color, rated R.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans? No!
Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!